Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, as I was saying, I did clock in on time. I was looking at the timer. This is the second time today I've had a timer not match my phone and everything. I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe this is the universe saying I need a new phone. But anyway, I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. And the first timer that was off was watching Mariah Carey's Underneath the Stars video, which I didn't like it. I felt like it was a fan-made video, and some fan-made videos are good, but it's like, okay, somebody found her in a slip, twirling around a pole, and frolicking in the forest, and just added that to some concert, and I'm moving a chair, concert footage, and made a video. After 25 years, I'm like, yeah, disappointed. And the thing is, the song was really, really good, or is really, really a good song. I personally think the video for Always Be My Baby actually fits Underneath the Stars better. So I don't know. That's between her and her ex-husband, and that's not what this episode is about. Yes, it is about relief. The relief that comes with an election and a pandemic. Very interesting election. That's different than the one 4 years ago because, well, the pandemic. I don't know if that's being redundant. And also, Biden is able to win this time. I'm not being mean to Biden, but he did have a lot of stuff going on around 2015 through 2016 with his son Beau dying, and then Hunter may or may not allegedly have been fooling around with his sister-in-law, Beau's widow, and then Hunter was going through a divorce. Every family has one. And Joe Biden actually reminds me of one of my uncles. Like, you know, that uncle who really nice, but may or may not be, you know, well, in my uncle's case, he was a nice drunk uncle. Every family's got one. So, yeah. And I'd also like to thank my listeners for actually, you know, listening to an episode and being patient with me making episodes. I apologize, and hopefully this month I will be better, even if it means doing an episode a week. Wish me luck. Wish me positive luck on that end, because yeah, this has been a long month. Holidays are coming up. Actually a lot of religions holidays coming up, but I do celebrate Christmas. Thanksgiving is the holiday between my favorite holiday and Christmas. I've made my share of Thanksgiving stuff, which involved, you know, the little hand turkeys. I do my Black Friday shopping. Sometimes I go to my friends' places for Thanksgiving. So, yeah. Anyway, back to the election. So, the press claimed the win for Biden. A lot. There were, last I read, according to the AP, 72 million people voted for Trump. And there are still states that, as you can tell by my tag, Georgia's doing another recount. I'm from Georgia. I was born and raised in Georgia. I get why they're doing this recount. But they may end up doing two recounts because of Trump. So this week, the Secretary of State for Georgia had a press conference saying Georgia will recount over 5 million votes. That is due, according to the Washington Post, on Friday. And then Trump can protest. No, they're due next Wednesday. Next Friday is when his lawyers, whichever ones are left, because, again, according to news reports like Forbes, some lawyers have, you know, quit. He has until next Friday to protest, to petition, which we know he will. And that really depends on how Wednesday's vote, if he still has an issue with the recount that needs to be done on Wednesday. Also, with the recount that's due next Wednesday, per, again, because I actually have a subscription to the Washington Post, so that's why I quote it so much. And I did watch on NBC.com. So the way this works is they protest. Then the governor of Georgia will sign an executive order saying, okay, this is correct, you know, everything's in order. And Trump still doesn't like it, and whichever lawyers he has left, they will petition again for a second recount. I can picture him doing that. I was so happy that it was sort of done, but then, okay, 75% done. And the reason I say 75% done is, yes, a lot of people vote. We had a record turnout for the first time, again, quoting Washington Post, since around 1908. So in over 100 years. Wonderful. Lots of early voting. Because every election I encourage, even if my listeners vote for a candidate I am not particularly fond of, I encourage them to vote. So that's what people did. They voted. And because of going back to the pandemic, because of that, people voted early. I voted early. I have my picture of my pen on my Instagram, and I think I have it on my Twitter, which are under ICA, I as in Igloo, C as in Car, A as in Apple, G as in George, A as in Apple, 2004. Yes, I have my little voting pen. They did not have stickers. I did wear my mask. There was a lot of social distancing because I was the only voter there. So, yeah, again, I wore my mask, fulfilled my civic duty, went about my day, did not get a sticker. I knew some people who had stickers, tons of stickers, and they got a pen. But they voted on Election Day, which in America is the first Tuesday of November. It was set back in the day, so. But I voted in, I think, the 22nd of, I voted on a Saturday before that. So let's just put it like that. I will go back to the calendar. I voted on the 24th. It was either the 24th or the 17th. Either way, fulfilled my civic duty. A lot of people mailed in as soon as mail-in ballots were available. And those have always been around. That is something else Trump is complaining about with so many people. A lot of the people who voted early were more than likely on Biden. I know I'm generalizing, and I've known some Trump supporters who voted early. But the crux of it is, well, so many mail-ins are for Biden. Well, most of his supporters listen to Dr. Fauci. So why wouldn't they do it early instead of standing in line? I mean, if you haven't watched the news, yes, I will be quoting a different news. Okay, it's the Daily Show, but anyway, or at least a clip that was on the Daily Show that was based off of an episode of CBS This Morning. All 50 states have increased their COVID. That I'm not sure if it's because people forgot what's going on, but or if it's just a reaction to so many people, the election was over a week ago, so now they're beginning to show symptoms. I'm not sure. But anyway, Trump is protesting states and asking for a recount. Certain states, much like Georgia, were predominantly red. And by red, I mean Republican. Arizona. I think in the case of Arizona, it was just because he insulted a war hero. But there were also people who didn't vote for John Kerry in 2004 because they felt like he lied about being in Vietnam. Meanwhile, you're going to have somebody who was not in Vietnam as your commander-in-chief. But that's another topic for another day. So Arizona blew for the first time since 96, mostly because, well, Cindy McCain, as a good wife, I'm not trying to be patronizing. She didn't like the way he treated her husband. And frankly, if I'm a wife and somebody's insulting my cancer-stricken husband, who was a POW for years, I'm going to be in my feelings too. And I saw, and John McCain was in his feelings right to the death. That's why he had his funeral close to the White House and had a press conference of why Trump was not invited. But that's another story. Michigan, I wasn't really surprised. Nevada, they're still counting. And because, going back to what I said earlier, so many people voted, which was great. It was over 60% of the voting population were able to vote. that many people is like over 100 million people. Mm-hmm. So we're only 75%. And then next month, maybe even 50%, because you still got inauguration on the 21st of January. So next month is when the electors, based on American politics, the electors, because we have an electoral college, which some people agree with it, some people don't, but even with the electoral college, it is still population-based. So next month, the electors go and cast their state vote. So it's like, okay, this state, all the Republicans voted, it goes for Trump. If this state, all the Democrats vote, it goes for Biden. Very simple, and it's based, on, again, on population. So that means everybody still has to get out and vote to get your state to turn. And if I have to remember correctly, I think the electoral votes are one Republican, one Democrat for every 500,000, like, senators. But if any of my listeners would love to correct me, please email me at I as in Abreu, C as in Carr, A as in Apple, G as in George, A as in Apple, 2004@gmail.com. So back to the steps of the presidency. We the people voted, went through, they tally, retally, people sue, people get their lawyers, have their lawyers quit, electors. Some people during 2016 said the electorals can change it. I don't think, even if the electors don't like the candidate, I don't think they should switch their ballots. I mean, I know who I wanted to win in 2015, and I do think there should be a change in the two parties. But the people did speak, good, bad, fixing, having people threaten voters, like what happened here in Charlotte, this guy going to a polling place with a gun. Yes, you can have a gun, but that does not mean you threaten voters or suppression. That is wrong. And yes, there are loopholes with gerrymandering, which is something people have an issue with Republicans about, and I totally agree. We, if you're able to vote, vote. You can vote for third parties, even though people criticize. Another topic, another day. So, the electoral, do it, tally it up. Whoever reached 271st, see you in January. We'll have a big party, and you are officially in, and everything gets switched. And this election, yeah, I'm fine. It was long, it was arduous, and part of it was not just COVID. It was the bubbling up of everybody's feelings. It was Black Lives Matter, but police brutality. I just had the 90-second warning. Police brutality really was not anything new. And, I mean, Rodney King, 92. Rosewood, early 1900s. Tulsa, with Black Wall Street burning down, 1921. Birth of a Nation, Woodrow Wilson being shown in the White House, even though, and I mean the D.W. Griffin's Birth of a Nation, which reignited the KKK. So this is not new. It's just now more people can see it. And all of that sort of flooded into Trump's presidency. And then you add the pandemic. So, yeah, everything. But he still got 72 million votes. And we have to see how it goes. People speak. And the next couple of months will be interesting. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.